Sports Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped for free. Now, here's Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is May 23rd, 2017. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 682. Today on the show, we'll find out how to build a business that suits you. And we'll learn about a tool that can help improve your customer support. We'll hear a recap of eBay's Main Street's DC fly-in and an update on the internet sales tax. We'll explore strategies for tackling big projects on top of day-to-day tasks and follow the road to 10,000 listings. We're going to also take your calls as we do every week. But first, let's go visit Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News. It's brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time.
Guitars, artists, and trips all feature in today's eBay Radio News for May 23rd, 2017. I'm Lee. Music-loving sellers are happy today, Griff. eBay is lowering final value fees and offering zero insertion fees and guaranteeing you'll get a trending price on all guitars and basses and related accessories. eBay wants to make eBay the place to buy and sell guitars. This is not a promotional offer. This is a category pricing change designed to help you sell more in the competitive guitar category. Details are on the announcement board.
Cool.
Got any old guitars or basses lying around, Griff?
I have some guitars, but not anything old. I used to have some that might have been valuable, but everything, I gave it away before it became valuable. So that's just how I roll.
Some of those great decisions we make, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jay-Z and his mother, Gloria Carter, certainly made a good decision. They've co-founded the Sean Carter Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's a charity geared toward empowering youth and communities in need. And his mother has taken the helm of the organization and teamed up with eBay for Charity on an auction and sweepstakes to raise funds for the foundation's educational programs and scholarship funds for underserved students.
Oh.
Eloise Holbrook is a mom, a wife, and an artist, and an entrepreneur. Eloise has been selling in her eBay store called Eloise World for over a decade now. Her story includes some heavy-duty challenges she's faced along her journey, including the day-to-day involvement of having a child on the autistic scale. She says the toughest part of her work, though, is striking a balance between her artistic self and her entrepreneurial side. You can read more about Eloise in ebayforbusinessblog.com, and we're going to be talking about that challenge that artists often have between being an artist and being an entrepreneur.
Well, it's not always easy.
No, it's not, but part of it is a myth. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
President Donald Trump is in the throes of his first overseas trip to visit world leaders, so I put Donald Trump trip into eBay search and found a few new listings, mostly newspaper articles showing him in the Saudis and the like. We also found new listings for Donald Trump Make America Great Again luggage tags, bunches of hats, and even Donald Trump toilet tissue to take along on your trip.
Go away.
It's happening. Mm. Beginning tomorrow, May 24th, this excites me, and running till June 3rd, it's time once again, da-da-da-da, for memorabilia and props from Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow night's the big, you know, yearly or season finale. So they sell memorabilia and props. And this one, by the way, Griff, was called Survivor Game Changers.
Oh, yes, we've been watching it a little bit.
Yeah.
Howie loves it, so I have to kind of watch it. You do?
Oh, God, that's one of my favorite shows of all
really?
Times. Oh, yes. And this year, it's the reason it's called Survivor Game Changers is they invited people back. All these people have been on Survivor before that are on this year. And something happened during the time they were on Survivor that changed the game, so they invited them all back.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. That's how it worked this season. That's why they're calling it Game Changers. So you can bid on great items from the contestants who spent their days and nights trying to outwit, outlast, and outplay each other for the $1 million prize as sole survivor. Auction items include immunity necklaces and idols, tribe flags, banners, and mats, contestant torches, immunity and reward challenge props and puzzles, and much more. 100% of the net proceeds will benefit Stand Up to Cancer. And so that starts tomorrow on eBay.
Good. Yeah.
And that's eBay Radio News for May 23rd, 2017, brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. I'm Lee Mirabal, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
So I have an announcement. I've lost 9.5 pounds since the 21st of April on my new program. Thank you.
Do you know where it went? Can you find it?
I think it went to some friends of mine who are eating in front of me. No. Griff, I eBay Open 2017 in Vegas gave me the momentum to get this started. Because I've got to lose, I'll still be chubby when I get there, but my goal is to lose 15 to 20 pounds, and I'm well on my way.
Yeah,
I mean,
chubby.
9.5 pounds.
You're Zoftig.
It's pretty good. Well, I'm still going to be Zoftig, but at least I'll be a little healthier,
Gewalt.
So what are you doing? Are you in a diet program now or anything?
Am I in a diet program?
No, you're not. You're just kind of drifting along?
We talked about this last week while we were in Tennessee. Neither of us have much of an appetite anymore. So we'll go out for something or we'll order something and we eat like maybe half of what's there and just go, ugh, I'm full.
See, we're sharing things now, John and I.
Well, you know, this happens when you get older. You don't eat as much.
Plus, you don't need as much.
Right. And you don't remember as much. So
you're
staring
at
the stuff on the plate and going, what is this?
So
who put this here?
So Griff, active content?
Know it well.
Got to do it.
Well, you should do it. Let's be honest. If you don't get to it, and I know someone's going to come down on me for saying this, it's not the end of the world, but here's the thing. Your listings may not look so pretty, and if you're proud of what you do, you don't want black boxes or things that don't work or broken links. However, now you didn't hear it here, but there is always the possibility sometime in the longer term future where we won't allow even broken active content sitting in the middle of your description somewhere. And, we may take action against that. Now, I'm not saying we will. There's a plan.
You couldn't possibly say.
I couldn't possibly say it if I knew. But rather than wait, why not just be safe?
Because next Thursday is June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, June's
next Thursday, the 1st
over.
Of June, JavaScript, Flash, and other forms of active content will be disabled.
Yes.
Across all devices.
Right.
Your listings will still be live.
Right.
Buyers will still be able to view and buy your items.
That's true.
But they may see a large black or white space instead of your video or other active. And that looks poopy. That looks unprofessional.
Yes, it does.
So you can use eBay tools or third-party partners to remove or replace the active content in your listings. And you can check the Summer Seller Update FAQs for information on embedding videos using HTML5. So this doesn't mean you can't have videos. It means you just have to go about it in a different way.
Right, and I'm still not sure how that's going to work because lots of people love to use YouTube. And I was told that we were working on some sort of fix for that, but I haven't heard anything. The HTML5 video tags work, but you have to reference the video on a web server somewhere. And no one's told me yet. I mean, I think the assumption was made is, and then you just put your video on a web server. Well, now we're back to 1996 when you had to know how to have a web server in order to have photos in your listing. So I believe this is unacceptable for most of our sellers, and speaking for them, it's just not going to be an active or a reasonable solution. But something is apparently in the works. I just don't know what.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
So I learned something. I hope I'm not going to do this, but lots of people in Tennessee laugh like this, like Snidely Whiplash's dog.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
I don't know. Who knows?
But you noticed it. As a group thing, they do it.
I just noticed more than one person doing that. So
I want to go back to talking about what I promised I was going to talk about the artists and.
Okay. Oh yes, being an artist
because
and being an entrepreneur.
My advice for the entrepreneur number 223 was about just that.
Mm-hmm.
Some artists feel rewarded, Griff, by the completion of their vision alone. Okay, so they have a vision.
Yeah.
They carry it forth and they love it. They give it away to people. They put it in their house. But having said that, many artists also have made a living selling the results of their creativity. on eBay.
Yeah.
And the myth about artists not being good salespeople is phooey. Artists are gifted with the same qualities needed for successful entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs have a vision, then they creatively take their vision to fruition. It is the same set of tools that you use when you're being creative. And creativity is the most important tool of a successful entrepreneur. You can join with other artists who are marketing their work and learn from them. So have a good and creative day. You know, if you look back in history, there were, you know, if people who are artists are sitting around waiting for a patron or a sponsor, it rarely happens in life. I mean, you look back at, of course, Michelangelo had the Pope as his patron. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vincent van Gogh, Gauguin, Charles Monet, none of them did. They did not sell anything till after they died.
Yeah, do you ever see the episode, and I'm not a follower, only because I just don't have the time. I'm sure it's a great show. Doctor Who, right?
Yes.
But there's an episode of Doctor Who where they bring Vincent van Gogh back to, I think it's MoMA, actually, because there's the water lily, maybe it's not MoMA, maybe. But they bring him to an exhibit and, you know, people are oogling his paintings. Have you seen this one?
I haven't.
And his, like, reaction is, like, total shock. And he breaks down in tears.
Yes.
It's pretty good episode, actually.
He actually committed suicide.
Well, yeah, he was a little crazy. But
yeah, a little nutso.
This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, building a business that suits you when we come back with more of
the
eBay Radio.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6Bit Software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity. And much quicker.
The road to 6Bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6Bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6Bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6Bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6Bit Software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.